Thank you, Pastor Yang.
Thank you, Timothy. Good morning. I'm very happy to be here among you.
大家早。
As you heard earlier, my name is Amos Yang, and I am the lead pastor of a church in San Jose called New Life Community Church.
我的名字叫Amos, 我是, 在那个新生命的教会是主任牧师。
We are a new church that began just 2 years ago.
我们这个教会呢,两年前才开始。
Regarding myself, as you heard Timothy say, my parents immigrated to the United States from Taiwan back in 1971.
那你刚刚听到天宇的讲说，我的父母呢，在1971年的时候从来美国移民。So
I grew up in the United States, specifically in Illinois.
我在伊利诺伊州长大。Besides
being a pastor, as you heard, I am also a physician. My specialty is anesthesiology.
那除了是当牧师之外呢，我也是麻醉科的医生。I
got married 3 years ago to my wife Emily, who could not be here today.
那我三年前结婚了，但是今天Emily没有办法到我们当中。She
sends you her greetings.
她跟你们问好。This
is a picture of the two of us from last year when we went to Honduras on a medical missions trip.
刚刚你们看到那个照片呢，是在去年我们在洪都拉斯的宣教的照片。When
I spoke with Pastor Sun a few weeks ago, he told me that this church has many families.
那我在跟孙牧师在几个礼拜交通的时候呢，他跟我说这个教会呢有很多的家庭。He
told me this is a family-based church.
那我们这个教会呢是有很多家庭组成的。And
that's absolutely great, since the family is the building block for our society.
那这当然，因为呢，这真的很好，因为家庭就是组成社会的元素。Wherever
the family fails, society will inevitably fail as well.
So, 如果家庭呢，败坏了, 那整个社会就会败坏。That's
how important the family is.
那这个就是家庭的重要。But
did you know that the family itself has a foundation?
那但是呢，每一个家庭都有一个根基。And
that foundation, of course, is the marriage that formed that family in the first place.
那那个根基呢，家庭的根基呢，就是每一个家庭里面的婚姻。This
is why every family is usually only as strong as the marriage that formed it.
这就是为什么呢，这个一个家庭呢，就不能够更比这个他的根基的婚姻更强。These
past few years, as a husband, I've often asked myself, how can I be a good husband?
那这过去几年呢，我常常问我自己，我怎么样能够做一个好的丈夫？How
can I be a better husband?
那我可以怎么样做更好的丈夫？The
Bible has answers for my question.
那在圣经中有很多很多的教导。It
tells me, for example, that the relationship between Christ and the church is like a marriage.
那在圣经上说呢，在神跟教会的关系呢，就好像是我们的中间的婚姻关系。In
Ephesians 5, the Bible tells me that as a husband, I am to love my wife as Christ loves the church.
那在以弗所书第五章就说呢，我要爱我的妻子，就如同教会爱他的教，神爱他的教会。And
in the book of Revelation, John tells us about the wedding supper between Christ and the church.
那在启示录，约翰就有讲到说，那个最后的神跟教会最后的晚餐。However
incredible the love is that Christ has for the church, that is how incredible my love for my wife is supposed to be.
那这神跟教会的关系呢，这么的奇妙，这就是我跟我的太太的中间的关系。Today
we're not here to talk about marriage, though.
那我们今天不是来这边讲婚姻的。We're
actually here to talk about you in Christ's church.
那我们今天呢，谈论到你跟我主于神的教会。You
see, the Bible says that God loves the church so much that it is not possible for you to love God without also loving His church.
那神是说呢，神爱教会，如此的爱教会，那这所以呢，这不可能，就是说你只爱神，不爱这个教会。Christ
loved the church so much that he gave himself up for her.
那神呢，爱教会呢，甚至为了教会舍身。And
did you know that in 1 Corinthians, the Bible says that if anyone destroys God's church, God will destroy that person.
格林多前书呢，就是讲说，如果说神，如果人去破坏教会的话，那神就会来破，神就会处罚你。What
is your relationship with the church like?
那你跟教会的关系是怎么样呢
How much do you love God's church?
你到底对教神的教会有多么的有多爱神的教会呢？
And when you hear this word church, what comes to your mind?
那你听到这个教会这个字的时候呢，你的心里的想法是什么？
Understand that I'm not just talking about this specific local church.
请知道我不是特别只讲到这一个教会。
When I say this word church, I'm referring to the universal church, just like how the Bible refers to the universal church.
那就是我在讲教会这个字的时候呢，是讲到这个普世上的教会。
The Bible says that the universal church includes every believer worldwide.
那在普世上的教会呢，就是每一个基督徒所组成的。
However, for most of you, this is the church that you attend regularly.
但是呢，对于我们大部分人来说呢，这是我们每一个礼拜天来的教会。
So I want you to know that your relationship with the church that God loves is reflected by your relationship with this church.
所以呢，你跟教会的关系呢，其实在你跟这个我们方舟基督教会呢是有相关的。
Because Christ loves the church so much, he gives you specific instructions regarding how you are to function in this church.
那因为神爱教会，所以他有特别的对这教会的有很多的教导。
We're going to look at two passages. The first is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and the second is Ephesians chapter 4.
所以我们今天会看到两节经文，一个是在哥林多前书，一个是在以弗所书。
Turn with me first to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们来翻开哥林多前书第十二章。
Here in verse 1, Paul tells us that every Christian is to understand spiritual gifts.
第一节他说，弟兄们，说到属灵的恩赐，我便与你们不明白。
He says here in verse 1, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed.
So 他特别的在第一节就讲到说，论到属灵的恩赐，我不愿你们不明白。
Notice here that Paul is addressing the entire church.
那在这边请注意到就是说，这个保罗呢是在讲所有的基督徒。
That word you in this verse is plural, as the Chinese makes clear.
在这个上面呢是你的经文上面是讲你们。
So in other words, if you are a Christian, Paul says that you need to understand spiritual gifts.
所以呢，如果你是基督徒的话呢，你就必须要明白属灵的恩赐。
This means that this topic of spiritual gifts is not just for Pastor Liao or Pastor Sun to understand, it's for you to understand.
所以呢，对于属灵的恩赐呢，不是只是让牧师明白，是让你们都明白。
It's a very simple and basic lesson.
And 这是一个很简单的的教导。
You don't even have to be very smart to understand it.
你都不需要很聪明，你就可以了解到。
Although I can tell all of you are very, very smart.
虽然我知道你们每一个人都很聪明。
What are we supposed to understand about spiritual gifts? Paul gives us five lessons.
那我们保罗呢，对于属灵的恩赐呢，给我们五个信息。
First, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts.
那第一个呢，那属灵恩赐有很多种。
He says in verse 4 here, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit.
那第四节他讲到说，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
And then down in verses 8 through 10, Paul tells us about other gifts.
那在第八节呢到第十节呢，就保罗上面有讲到其他的恩赐。
There are other passages we could talk about, but the point is clear. There are different kinds of gifts.
我们可以找其他的经文，但是呢，最主要就是说恩赐有很多种。
Second, there are different ways to use the spiritual gifts.
那第二呢，就是说我们有不同的方式来去使用属灵的恩赐。
In verses 5 and 6, Paul says there are varieties of ministries in the same Lord. There are varieties of effects, but the same God.
那第五节跟第六节呢，也说执事也有分别，主却是一位；功用也有分别，神却是一位。
What this means is that the spiritual gifts can each be used in many different ways.
那就是说呢，在属灵恩赐上呢，每一个都可以来分别使用。
For example, if you happen to have the gift of leadership, you can use that in the children's ministry, or in evangelism, or as a pastor.
所以如果说你有领导的恩赐呢，你就可以拿来在主日学或儿童主日学，或者甚至做传道人。
We could say this about many other gifts, because every gift can be used in many different ways.
我们也可以把这个说讲到其他的恩赐，因为每一个恩赐都有其他的很多的不同的用途。
Third, and this is very important, Paul says that every believer has at least one spiritual gift.
那第三个讯息呢，就是很重要的，就是说保罗说，每一个基督徒最起码有一个属灵恩赐。
In verse 7, he says, to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
那在第七节讲到，圣灵显在个人身上，叫人得益处。
And he says that even if you don't know what your spiritual gift is, you have one.
就是说，虽然就算你不知道你属灵的恩赐是什么，你还是有一个属，最起码一个属灵的恩赐。
God gives every believer a spiritual gift at the moment of conversion. And so if you are a believer, you do have at least one.
所以呢，在我们每一个弟兄姐妹身上呢，只要你信主，你就有最起码一个恩赐。
Here's the fourth lesson, though. Every Christian is to use his spiritual gift.
那第四个讯息就是说，我们每一个基督徒都要必须要使用神给我们的恩赐。
In verse 7, Paul says that you are to use your spiritual gift for the common good.
那第七节上面讲说，是叫你要用你的恩赐叫人得益处。
And so there's a reason that God gave you a spiritual gift.
所以呢，神给你一个恩赐呢，是有原因的。
It's not just so you can entertain yourself.
那不是让你就觉得可以娱乐自己。
It's not just so you can feel good about yourself.
或者是让你觉得你自己很好。
It's definitely not so that you can show off at church.
那更不是你在那边可以在教会里面呢，就是来彰显炫耀。
It is so that you can use it for the common good, for the edification of other people.
所以最主要呢，能够让弟兄姐其他弟兄姐妹能够得到建造，是要叫人得益处。
Well, how do you know what your spiritual gift is? There are so many different ones.
但是你怎么知道你自己的属灵恩赐是什么呢?
Paul tells us that they're to be used for the common good.
那保罗这边讲说呢，是要让我们一起一同的叫人能够得到益处。
And so you can ask yourself, when I serve in this way, does the church seem to be consistently edified?
所以你可以问你自己说，如果我在这个方面有服事，那在教会上是不是得到建造？
Someone with the gift of encouragement, for example, will probably be able to be more effective at doing that than someone without the gift.
所以呢，就是说好，譬如说呢，一个人如果有鼓励他人的恩赐，那当然他在鼓励别人的事上呢，会比没有这个恩赐难道来有这个更有效用。
Here's the fifth lesson. All spiritual gifts are given by the Holy Spirit himself.
那第五个，就是说呢，所有的恩赐呢，都是圣灵给的。
In verses 8 through 10, Paul says four times that spiritual gifts are given by the Holy Spirit.
那在第八节到第十节呢，保罗讲到四，提到四次，这个恩赐呢，是圣灵给的。
What this means is that God himself has specifically thought of you individually when he decided what gift to give you.
那就是说呢，神对于每一个人，他都有量身给他的属灵恩赐。
You don't choose your gift.
你没有办法选你有什么样的属灵恩赐。
It's not like a buffet.
那个也不是这个自助餐。
God chooses what gift you have.
神选择他给你量给你的什么样的属灵恩赐。
There are two important things, though, to understand when it comes to this issue of spiritual gifts.
但是呢，有两件事情很重要，我们必须要知道在属灵恩赐上。
One is that not having a particular gift does not excuse you from serving in that way.
第一个就是说，如果你觉得没有某个属灵恩赐，并不表示你在那事情上不需要来服侍。
For example, at my church, every now and then I ask people, did you share the gospel with him?
譬如说呢，在我的教会当中，有时候我会问某个人说，你有没有跟另外一位传福音呢？
And people say no.
人家说我没有。
And I ask why.
我就问他说为什么呢？
And they say, I don't have that gift.
然后他就说，我没有那种属灵恩赐。
The Bible says that every believer is to be faithful in evangelism.
那但是圣经上说，每一个基督徒都应该要传福音。
And so even if you don't have a specific gift, you are still to minister in that way.
所以呢，就算你没有某个属灵恩赐，你还是应该要来服侍主的教会。
For example, there is a gift of giving.
譬如说呢，有一个属灵恩赐呢，是给予。
Many of you don't have that gift.
那很多人呢，大概就没有这个特别的恩赐。
Especially amongst us Chinese people.
特别好像在我们华人当中。
And yet, you're still supposed to give consistently.
但是呢，我们还是要经常这要来固定的来奉献。
A second issue to keep in mind here is that the best judge of whether you have a specific gift is not yourself.
那第二个重要的呢，就是说你知不知道你有没有某个属灵恩赐呢？最主要不是你觉得怎么样。
The best judge of whether you have a specific gift is the church body around you.
那其他的就是你教会的其他的弟兄姐妹呢，能够让你知道你有没有某个属灵恩赐。
And the reason is because the church body around you knows whether or not they are being edified by you.
那是因为呢，在你周围的弟兄姐妹呢，知道你有他们有没有因为你而得到建造。
Many people think they have a specific gift, when in fact their gift is in an entirely different area.
所以有些人觉得说他的恩赐在某一方面呢，但是实际上呢，他的恩赐是在完全不同的地方。
Once someone told his church, I think I have the gift of preaching.
譬如说，曾经有人说，我跟他的教会说，我觉得我在传道讲道上有特别的恩赐。
His church told him, we don't have the gift of listening to you preach.
但是呢，他的教会就跟他讲说，那这样子的话，我们没有这种恩赐来听你的传道。
Many years ago, when I was in college, I read the biography of the famous cellist Yo-Yo Ma.
那在几年前，我还在大学的时候呢，我有听我知道这个马友友，我学到马友友的生平。
Yo-Yo Ma is recognized as the best cellist in the world right now, potentially ever in the world.
那马友友呢，是当今美国呢，大概是最著名的大提琴家，甚至有可能是历史上最有名的大提琴家。
When he was a child, Yo-Yo Ma's parents made him play the violin.
那他在小的时候呢，马友友的父母呢叫他学小提琴。
Because they're good Chinese parents, right?
因为他们就是很好的华人父母了。
Yo-Yo Ma didn't like the violin.
那马友友呢不喜欢小提琴。
He wasn't very good at it.
他对小提琴也拉得不好。
So his parents changed him to the viola.
所以呢，他的父母就把他变成中提，就让他学中提琴。
He was no good at that either.
他在中提琴上面也不怎么样。
And so finally they went to the cello.
And 最后呢，他们让马友友学大提琴。
And that changed his life and it changed the world.
那这样呢，就改变了他整个一生，也改变了整个世界。
And by the time Yo-Yo Ma was 8 years old, he was already performing with the elite symphonies of the world.
那在马友友八岁的时候呢，他已经在很著名的一些交响乐团前面呢，有做大提琴的独奏。
Many times Yo-Yo Ma has said that nothing gives him so much joy as playing the cello.
那马友友常常说呢，我对大提琴的热爱到是说，我。在大提琴的，我在这个拉大提琴的时候呢，是我最快乐的时候。
And people who understand music, they say when they listen to him play, nothing moves them so much as listening to him play.
那懂得音乐的人呢，就知道说，我们听到马友友的大提琴的演奏的时候呢，他会内心会产生共鸣的。
Imagine with me though, had Yo-Yo Ma never touched the cello.
那你们可以想象，就是说，如果马友友从来没有拉过大提琴。
What a shame that would be.
啊，真的，真是多糟糕的一件事情。
Or imagine if tomorrow he said to the world, I'm not going to play this anymore, I'm going to go play golf.
那或者你在想说，马友友如果今天跟大家宣布说我从此就不拉大提琴了，我从明天开始我就要去打高尔夫球去了。
It is a shame when someone so talented chooses not to use their talent.
那如果这么有恩赐的人，能力的人，突然选择不去使用的话呢，那是多么可惜的一件事情。
You need to understand that talents are different from spiritual gifts.
你要知道，就是说，属灵恩赐跟一些能力是不一样的。
But we do have a similar situation in the church today.
但是我们在教会里面呢，也有相同的情况。
And that is that many Christians are not using their spiritual gifts.
就是呢，很多的基督徒呢，没有使用到他们的属灵恩赐。
God has supernaturally given you a specific gift, maybe more than one.
神赐给你每一个人最起码一个属灵恩赐。
But you might not be using your gifts.
但是呢，你可能没有在使用你的属灵恩赐。
How do you think God feels about that?
那你觉得神对这件事情的看法会怎么样呢？
Some people say, well, I don't even know what my spiritual gift is.
那有些人就说，可是我不知道我属灵恩赐是什么啊。
But do you know why that is?
但是你知道为什么吗？
The reason is because many people have never even tried to serve.
那是因为呢，我们很多人从来都不特别觉得他需要去服侍。
If you don't actively try to serve, there's virtually no chance that you will ever discover what your spiritual gift is.
如果呢，你不常常去服侍的话呢，你是没有什么机会去知道你的属灵恩赐是什么。
This is just like how, had Yo-Yo Ma never touched a cello, no one would have ever known how talented he was at that instrument.
就好像嘛，悠悠如果他从来没有拉过大提琴的话呢，就没有人知道他在大提琴上面的天分。
And the only way for you to discover what your spiritual gift is to serve in many different ways.
所以呢，唯一能够让你知道、了解你的属灵恩赐的地方，就是你在不同的地方能够来做服事。
What happens when you serve using your spiritual gift?
那如果你你使用你的属灵恩赐来服事的话呢，会发生什么事呢？
First, you fulfill God's purposes for you.
第一，你就能够让神对你的旨意能够来成就。
You begin to experience the exhilarating joy that comes from using your spiritual gift.
那你就会很喜乐，因为你是用了属灵神给你的属灵恩赐来服事。
And also the people around you are edified by you.
那你周围的人呢，也被你建造了。
Your presence is of benefit to them.
你呢，就是带给你周围的人有好处。
They don't just have to tolerate you anymore.
他们就不需要去容忍你了。
The opposite is true, though, when you don't use your spiritual gift.
但是相反的，这就是也是这个样子。
You miss out on God's purposes for you.
那如果你不使用你的属灵恩赐呢，神在你身上的旨意就没有办法得到成就。
You miss out on the joy that God intends for you to experience.
那你也失去了那个喜乐，那个喜乐本来神是要给你的。
And the people around you miss out on the edification that you are supposed to give them.
那你周边的人呢，也没有办法得到建造。
This is sad.
啊，这是很可惜的一件事情。
Because when you don't serve in that way, essentially all you're doing is consuming food and oxygen.
就好像说，如果说你如果没有去服侍的话呢，基本上你就只是吃东西跟花氧气而已。
Chinese has a word for this.
华人有一个特别的，对这边有一个成语吧。
You know what it is?
你们知道是什么吗？
饭桶。Are you using your spiritual gift?
你是有在使用你的属灵恩赐吗？
Have you taken the initiative to try to find out what it is?
那你有没有曾经去想过你到底属灵恩赐是什么呢？
If not, take that initiative today.And discover what your gift is so that you can know the joy that God has for you.
如果你们不知道的话呢，今天就来就去尝试着去找到你的属灵恩赐。
Turn with me now to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们现在来翻到以弗所书第四章。
In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul says that every Christian is to understand spiritual gifts.
那在哥林多前书十二章是说保罗说每一个人都要了解到属灵恩赐是什么。
In Ephesians 4, he teaches us the lesson that every Christian is to be a minister.
那在以弗所书第四章呢，保罗说每一个人都要服事。
Here in verses 11 and 12, Paul says that Christ gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry for building up the body of Christ.
那在四章十一节到十二节，他说，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为了要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Notice that Paul names two groups of people.
你们看到了这个保罗呢，是有两组，把这个分成两组人。
One group is what we might call the church leaders.
那其中一组呢，就好像是教会的领袖团领导团队。
He mentions people like the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers.
他就讲到了有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师跟教师。
But the second group is what he calls the saints, which in the New Testament always refers to believers in general.
第二组人呢，他这上面是说 有圣徒，那但是这是最主要，这个就是我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
And look closely at verse 12. What does Paul say here? He says that the pastors and teachers are there to equip the saints for the work of service.
那在第十二节就讲到说，牧师跟教师呢是要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So the purpose of church leaders is to train you to do the ministry.
所以呢，教会的领导啊，领导者呢，是他的工作呢，是要来训练你，所以你才能够做服事。
This is a concept most Christians just don't understand.
那这个呢，就是大部分的基督徒呢都不了解。
Many people think that the full-time pastors are the ones who are supposed to do all the ministry.
那大部分人觉得说呢，是全职的牧师要来做所有的工作。
Christians who think like this often think that the only thing they're supposed to do when they come to church is to be ministered to.
所以呢，大像有这种想法呢，大部分的人来到教会呢，是希望
They think if there's any ministry to do, if there's any work to do at church, that's the pastor's problem.
那所以他们就想到，如果有教会有什么样的需要呢？那个是牧师的事情。Hear
me closely here.
你们请注意的听。That
thinking is completely wrong.
这种想法呢是错误的。It
is straight from the pit of hell.
这个是从恶者中间过来的。It
is straight from the mouth of Satan.
那是从撒旦魔鬼这边出来的。The
Bible says that it is the saints, that is Christians in general, who are to do the work of the ministry.
那圣经上面讲说，是我们每一个圣徒必须要做每一个服事的人。God
never intended for church leaders to do all the ministry.
神从来没有想说是只有靠着教会的领导者做所有服事的工作。He
intended them to train you to do the ministry.
他的想法是让教会的这些领导者呢，能够来装备你们，所以你们能够来做服事。Are
you a so-called regular Christian, not a pastor, not a missionary?
你们是平信徒吗？也不是牧师。
If so, that means that you are to come to church and do the ministry.
如果是的话呢，你们就是要到教会能够来服事其他人。
Sorry, many people think that they just go to church to get served.
很多人呢，就想到说，来到教会呢，是想要被服侍。No,
you go to church to serve.
不是的，你要来到教会去服侍别人。If
you're a Christian, God considers you a minister.
所以呢，如果你是基督徒的话呢，神就是觉得你需要来服侍其他人。There
is no such thing as a Christian who is not a minister in God's eyes.
那在神的眼中呢，每一个基督徒都应该是服侍他人的人。True,
many Christians don't do any ministry.
对，那很多的基督徒呢是没有在服侍。But
it's not because they aren't a minister.
但是不是因为他不应该服侍。Maybe
they're failing to fulfill God's responsibilities for them.
是最主要他们是没有成全神在他们身上的旨意。Maybe
they're just lazy.
可能他们只是很懒惰。Maybe
they're selfish.
或者他们很自私。Maybe
they're rebellious to God's command.
或者他们对神反叛。Or
maybe they just didn't know that they were supposed to be a minister.
或者呢，他们可能甚至都不知道他们是必须要来服侍他人的。But
no matter what, every Christian is to be a minister.
不管怎么样，每一个基督徒都应该要来服侍人。
It's very odd. We all understand this concept when we go to work, but we don't understand it when we go to church.
很奇怪的是，我们知道，如果我们去工作的话，我们就了解这一个，但是呢，我们来到教会的时候，并不了解这件事情。When
we go to work, we never say, because I'm not one of the leaders of this company, I'm not supposed to do anything.
那我们去工作的时候呢，我们不会想到就是说，哎，我不是在公司的领导阶层里面，所以我根本不需要做事情。
I'll just sit here, check my Facebook and my email, and watch the leaders take care of everything.
我就坐在这边，只要看看我自己的Facebook就好了。那让这些领导团队做他们需要做的事情。We
all know that when we go to work, the leaders of the company there are there to supervise us in doing the work of the company.
我们都知道说，我们去做，在我们工作当中的领导团队只是来看管你们，监督你们。But
when we come to church, our thinking is completely different.
但是呢，我们来到教会的时候呢，我们整个想法都改变了。
Many of us think we can just sit around and watch other people do all the work.
很多人就觉得说，哎，我可以坐下来看其他人做事情就好了。If
you brought that attitude to work, you would get fired.
如果你用这个想法来做事情了，去到你的职场上的话，你可能马上就会被解雇了。So
every Christian is supposed to be a minister, but what kind of minister are we supposed to be?
那每一个基督徒都应该要来服侍，但是我们要是什么样的服侍呢？
Paul gives us three lessons here.
在保罗这边有三个讯息在这边。
Every Christian is to be an equipped minister.
那每一个基督徒都应该要受到装备来服侍。Second,
you are to be an active minister.
那第二呢，你有没有要常常的来服侍？
You're not just supposed to be a minister in name only, you're actually supposed to go and do something.
你不是只是坐着，你必须要去做事情。
And third, every Christian is to be an edifying minister.
第三个呢，每一个基督徒呢，都必须要是能够来为其他人得到做建造。Paul
says that your purpose is to build up the body of Christ.
保罗说呢，你们的目的呢，就是来建造其他的基督徒。So
let me ask, when you're here at church, is your effect to edify other people?
让我问一件事情，如果你在教会的时候，你是不是能够来为你弟兄的周围的弟兄姐妹来建造呢？
Or do you simply cause problems?
或者你只是一个麻烦的制造者呢？
Every time you're wondering what you should do, ask yourself, how can I edify this church?
所以呢，你要常常想到这个问题，说我怎么样能够来建造这个教会？
Over the past several years, I've been very interested in how Asian Americans are viewed by other racial groups here in the United States.
过去几年呢，我对这个题目特别有负担，就是说其他的族裔怎么样来看这个在美国的华人。
The American media regularly draws attention to the success and work ethic that many Asian Americans have demonstrated in this country.
那在美国的媒体呢，常常会报道，就是说。 怎么样，在这边的华人呢，他是怎么样成功的。
The media often points out that in education and in the workplace, Asian Americans often excel.
那在媒体上呢，常常就讲说，不管你是在职场上，或者是在你在学术上，在美国的华人呢，都有很好的成就。
Many Asians came to this country, but with very little, but very quickly established themselves through hard work.
那很多的在美国的华人呢，来美国的时候呢，身无分文，但是因为他们辛勤的工作，他们很快就有一些成就。This
is probably the story of many of your families.
这可能呢，就是你们每一个人，你们每个家庭都有听到的，或者是你们的家庭里面的故事。Because
many of us have worked hard and seen the results of hard work, we often find it difficult to sympathize with people in this country who freely choose not to work hard.
那因为我们常常这么辛勤的工作，所以我们常常不能够了解为什么有些人来选择完全不来工作。When
I was growing up, my dad would sometimes say, "Hey, Amos, you see those people?"
我在长大的时候的，我的父亲常常跟我说，"Hey, Amos，你看看那些人。"They're
lazy. They're not doing anything.
那那些人呢，真是就是懒惰，就什么东西都不做。You
cannot be like them.
你就长大的时候不可以像他们一样。We
often observe that there are people who needlessly choose to be on social welfare and wonder why don't they choose to work when they are able-bodied.
那我们常常会看到有些人呢，只是在领社会救济，但是呢，他们说实话是有能力的，但他们是可以工作的。我们常常会觉得说，不晓得他们为什么选择不工作。
And so sometimes we resent the fact that our tax dollars are going to support their laziness.
所以有时候呢，我们会埋怨说，我们所缴的税呢，会用在这些懒惰人身上。I
don't know too much about the American welfare system, so I won't comment on it here.
我对美国的社会福利呢，并不是那么了解，所以我就不会特别讲这些事情。What
I do know, though, is that many Chinese Christians are on spiritual welfare.
但是我知道很多的在美国的华人呢，在属灵上就好像在领社会救济一样。They
come to church, they sit around, they don't do much, and they watch other people do everything.
他们来到教会, 就坐着，也不做什么其他的事情，就看其他人在做服事的工作。
They reap the benefit of other people's ministries, but they don't themselves minister to others.
他们得到建造，但是呢，他们也不特别去做服事的事情。
Friends, understand, I am aware many of you serve very faithfully.
我知道很多人，你们每一个人都很专注的、专心的在服事。
Many of you serve to the point of exhaustion.
那很多人呢，甚至到了整个身体呢，都已经快撑不住这样子。
Don't be discouraged.
你们不要失望。
God sees everything that you're doing.
神看到你们每一件手上每一件工作。
And He promises He will reward you for everything that He sees you doing.
他看到你手上的工作，他会来奖赏你手上的工作。
But right now, I'm speaking more to those who don't serve.
但是呢，我今天要来对这些没有服侍其他人的弟兄姐妹来讲。
I have some questions for you.
我有一些问题。
The Bible says that you are to be an equipped minister.
那圣经上说你必须要受到装备去做服侍。
Are you equipped?
你有受到装备吗？
Do you come to the Sunday worship consistently?
那你每个礼拜天有来敬拜吗？
Or do you only come when someone tells you to come?
或者是你每个礼拜天只是别人叫你来你才来呢？
Do you pay attention during the sermon?
那你在讲道的时候呢，有没有专心呢？
Or do you fall asleep every week?
或者是你在那边打瞌睡呢？
Do you go to sleep early enough on Saturday night so that you can be awake on Sunday morning?
你礼拜六晚上呢，是不是早一点睡，所以你礼拜天早上可以来到教会呢？
Do you review and discuss what is preached here and what is taught here at the church?
那你有没有对今天讲到的内容之后有一些讨论？
Do you read good Christian books?
那你有没有读好的基督教的书籍？
Do you listen to sermons in your car?
你有没有在你的车里面听讲道呢？
And do you spend time each day in the Word of God?
那你每天有没有花时间在读经上面呢？
We have a situation in the church where 90% of the work is done by 10% of the people.
我们在教会上看到就是说，90%的工作呢，是由10%的人来做。
In case you are in the 90% who is not doing anything,
如果你是在那个90%的人当中,
I want you to know the church does not exist to serve you.
那我要让你知道说，教会不是为着你而存在的。
The church exists for you to serve God and others.
教会的存在是让你能够来服侍其他人，或者而且来服侍神。
Sometimes when I see people who come to church week after week after week, and they don't come to serve but just to be served.
那我常常看到每一个礼拜呢，看到很多的弟兄姐妹到这边只是受到服侍，而不是服侍其他人。
I wonder to myself, do they have no shame?
我有时候会想说，他们到底有没有羞耻心呢？
They are on spiritual welfare.
他们在属灵上呢，是受到社会的福利。
When people are in the hospital, do you go and visit them?
如果弟兄姐妹在医院里面，你会去探望他们吗？
Or do you just pick up the phone and say, "Hey, Pastor Sun, someone's in the hospital. Go visit them."
或者是说，你只是打几电话来说，哎，说牧师，有些人到了，在医院里面，你要不要去探望他呀？
When something needs to be done in the church, are you part of the solution or are you the problem?
在教会，如果有些事情需要来做的话，你到底是问题的制造者呢，还是你是解决的人？
So Paul has told us that every Christian is to understand spiritual gifts and also to be a minister.
所以呢，保罗上面讲说，每一个基督徒要了解到他们的属灵恩赐，而且用这属灵恩，而且呢，要去服侍他人。
In case you happen to be someone who's not yet a believer,
那如果呢，你还是主内的弟兄姐妹，
understand that today's sermon is more of an intra-family discussion.
让你了解一下，说这好像是在整个基督的大家庭里面的讨论。
If you're not a believer, God's message for you is not that you would serve in His church.
如果你不是基督徒的话呢，神今天对你所说的不是说你要来为教会来做服事。
His message for you is that you would admit your sinfulness and your need for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
那你不是基督徒的话，他今天给你的讯息是，你。 你必须要来相信主耶稣基督，因为你是有罪的，而且你必须要承认你的罪行。
By accepting Christ as Savior, you can be reconciled with God and enjoy eternity in heaven.
你接受耶稣做你的救主的时候呢，你就可以跟神和好了。Many
years ago, there was a young preacher named Donald Gray Barnhouse who graduated from seminary.
那很多年前呢，有一个年轻的牧师叫 Donald Barnhouse.
A few years later, he was invited to come back and preach at the seminary's chapel service.
那他从神学院毕业之后呢，几年之后，他回到那个神学院的所属的教会来讲道。During
that service, Barnhouse saw in the back his old Hebrew professor.
那在这个他在讲道的时候呢，他就看到他当年教他这个希伯来文的教授在那边。Barnhouse
was very intimidated during the sermon, seeing his professor there.
那这个牧师呢，Barnhouse牧师呢，就觉得我这个他的之前的教授在那边呢，他会觉得有点害怕。After
he finished preaching, his professor came up to him.
那等到讲完了，讲完道了呢，他的教授就过来跟他讲话。And
he said, Donald, I want you to know, if you ever come back to preach again, I will not be here.
那他的教授跟他讲说， 我要让你知道说, Donald, 如果你下次再回到这里来讲道的话呢, 我不会来了。When
our graduates come back to preach, I only come once.
And 因为呢，我们这个神学院毕业的, 如果他们回来呢, 我只过来听他们讲道，只来听一次。I
come only to find out if they have a big God or a little God.
我来的目的呢, 是要看到说, 他们每一个毕业生呢, 到底是有一个很大的神,
You see, some people have a very big God.
知道说有一些人呢，他是有很大的神。
But many of our graduates have a little God.
但是我们很多的毕业生呢，他们在他身上只看到很小的神。
Those that have a little God are always in trouble with that God.
那些在有很小的神呢，常常呢跟神呢是不合神的心意的事情。
Their little God can't do any miracles.
他们的那个小小的神呢，也没有办法了，有行神迹。Their
little God cannot take care of the inspiration of the scriptures.
那这个小小的神呢，也没有办法来针对这个圣经做一些事情。But
those who have a big God are entirely different.
但是那个他们如果看到大的这个伟大的神呢，就不一样了。Their
God created the world in just 6 days simply by speaking.
那他们的神呢，在6天里面只用
When he gives a command, it stands fast.
那个伟大的神呢，只要讲就命定了。And
that God knows how to show himself strong on behalf of those who fear him.
那这个神呢，也是一个很强壮的神。Donald,
you have a great God, and he will bless your ministry.
所以那个叫做Donald，你有一个很大的神，and他会祝福你的服事。
I wonder, do you have a big God or a small God?
所以我在想说，你们身上是有伟大的神呢，还是一个小小的神而已？
The God of the Bible is the God who created the heavens and the earth in just 6 days simply by speaking and commanding its existence.
那在圣经上里面的神呢，在六天以内就能够创造天地，他只是用讲的。Our
God is the God who takes sinners on their way to hell, makes them righteous on their way to heaven.
那我们的神呢，是让我们罪人呢，这要已经要进入地狱了，让他回转，能够来进入天堂。Our
God is the one whose Son is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
那我们的神，他的独生爱子呢，是万王之王，万主之主。Our
God is the one who is the way, the truth, and the life.
那我们的神呢，是道路、真理和生命。Our
God is the God whose name is the only one provided under heaven by which men must be saved.
And 我们的神呢，是唯一的独一真神。Our
God is also the one to whom every knee one day will bow.
那我们的神呢，也是在他面前每腕膝要跪拜。Our
God is the one and only. He is a great God. Let's serve that God.
我们所敬拜、我们所服侍的是唯一的独一真神。Pray
with me.
我们来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the sufficiency of your word. We ask right now that you would convict our hearts. Give us an understanding of how you see us. Teach us to view ourselves the way you view us. Allow us to be people who are humble, who are teachable, who are hungry for your spiritual truth. And right now, we pray that you would make us people who love to serve you faithfully. So often, we trick ourselves into thinking that when we serve here in the church, we're doing others a favor or we're doing you a favor, when in reality, your word teaches us that it is a tremendous privilege to be able to serve you as our God. Wherever there are hard hearts, Father, I pray that you would soften them. Wherever there is pride, would you bring humility? Wherever there is stubbornness, would you bring a softness of heart and a breaking of that heart? We pray for revival, that you would change us. We know that we are not able to change this world until you have first changed us. And so would you bring that to us? So many times we fall into apathy, where we just don't care what is going on, and we come only to be served. But Father, would you open our eyes? Would you change our hearts? Make us fall in love with you again afresh. Thank you so much for your word and for prayer. This we pray for this church and for every single person here. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.